Can you just take us through some typical days that you might have spent in the apprentice school and what you might have learned on those days?
Well, yes, we'd have training on machines, but quite quickly, to be honest, we were on production. So we'd have lathes and we'd have components to machine up, and we very quickly learnt the skills how to produce components that were then actually put into the machines that the company were building. So yes, you were working just as hard as the lads down on the machine, light machine shop, which was just below the apprentice school. You were working just as hard as them and on production. I'm not complaining about this. It was a very good training, but they were quite long days, and you there was no slacking at all.
What length of day would it have been? I remember you mentioned that you started at 7:30. How long would have the working day have been for you?
I think it was 7:30 till 4:30, if I remember right. But it was nearly 50 years ago, so I can't quite I know the clocking in procedure was quite something. You had to get there, and you had to clock in on time. If you were slightly late, there was a penalty. I think it was financial penalty because you lost some hours. And the time clerk actually looked out of his window, and you can see when you walked in, let alone you clocking in. He knew darn well when you'd arrived. So there's no getting away from it. I did find some mornings, because I had my motorbike and I rode from Tewkesbury, getting to the clocking machine. And my fingers were so cold during the winter, I couldn't manage to pull the card out of the slot to put it in the machine. But luckily, that was only occasionally.
Were the sort of shops that you used to work in, was that quite cold in winter time? Were they heated at all?
I can't remember. I think they must have had some form of heating. I really can't remember that. I know, well, maybe we produced our own heat. I know when I was working on site up on the Yorkshire Moors once, installing some presses, there was definitely no heat there because the snow was blowing through the end of the building. And we had to, we had 45-gallon drums, using them as braziers, and putting the spanners in circles around them so they didn't stick to our hands. They it would literally freeze to your fingers. But I can't, no, so Fieldings was actually luxurious compared to some of the places we had to work.
So it was about 7:30 to about 4:30, and that would have been 5 days a week. Did you work Saturdays at all?
No, you could work Saturdays, and I think that was overtime. I didn't work many Saturdays. Oh, I did work, some weekends if there was a rush job and we had to get a press packed to be exported, because we did an awful lot of exporting then. And sometimes there'd be a ship waiting for, the machine had to be got to a ship on time. And so, yes, we'd had to work all hours. In fact, we worked through the night sometimes to get things packed and shipped out so they can meet their transport to go overseas.
Do you remember any particular jobs that you worked on that involved that sort of night work or that sort of rushing through of a job for a deadline?
I do remember one. I can't remember where it was going, but a friend and myself, it doesn't matter if I say this, really. My friend wanted a roof rack for his car. So we worked very fast and very hard on Saturday, finished the job off, and built the roof rack on the Sunday.